Michelle, for those of you who don't know Michelle Madison, she's an award-winning journalist and executive producer and host of the digital lifestyle and entertainment brands Miami Now TV and Hollywood Now TV. She's also the force behind the show's signature events, Media Maven's Power Brunch, which was awesome. You have to do that again.
I will, Miami.
And empowering teens on social media and Vote in Vogue, the chic voters registration guide. We were cute. We didn't get the right president in office, but you know, we did it. We were cute. Also back in town, all my girls, Ingrid B in the building.
Hey, girl, hey.
How are you, sunshine?
I am fabulous. How
those,
are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you very much. Those of you, okay, does anybody not know Ingrid B?
I know, right?
A whole bunch of people.
You know, okay, so those of you who do not know, Ingrid B, host, curator, and socialite, promotes talent and events that feed your soul on the B-side. Born in Jamaica, raised in Barbados, Miss Ingrid Bazan has been a tour de force on the South Florida poetry scene since 2001, turning a favor for a friend into a livelihood that has garnered her reputation as the ultimate socialite, promoter amongst poets, singers, and musicians. Yes, indeed.
She sounds kind of fly.
You know, she's a diva. We love her.
Yes, I was only there for a minute, though. I get excited.
Also in the building, where's your girl? Where's Felicia? She's out there. Felicia got lost in the building. Anne Marie Sarrell, award-winning business leader, woman of faith, and an emboldened enthusiast of the opposite sex. She is the president and CEO of the Mosaic Group, an award-winning marketing, public relations, and event management firm, and author of Chronicles of a Serial Dater, a journey through the good, bad, funny, and steamy of dating and relationships, told through short stories that all end with a tip for ladies and a tip for the fellas on the lessons learned in each situation. Welcome, my dear.
Thanks for having me.
The inspiration for today's tonight's show. And Dr. Tasha's back in the building. How are you, sunshine?
Hey, Jill Tracy. How are you? Good evening.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks
so,
for having
me. So, okay, so I'm going to let you share your Cliff Notes because I don't have them.
That's
how we're doing this tonight.
So this is Dr. Tasha. I do drive-by therapy every day of the week. I will make house calls if I need to and do speaking engagements to young people, foster youth. We talk about dating. We'll talk about even with couples, families, individuals, law enforcement, which we'll get into Monday.
Yes.
All of that.
I'm going to have to get a little car, so every time you come, it's Dr. Tasha.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It happens.
I'm working on everybody's sound effect elements. I'm working on everybody's sound effects tonight. So in our top 20 tonight, all right, so Donald Trump. Okay, so listen. So I'm watching television as I usually do. You all know I'm like a CNN fiend. And I'm watching. I'm like, you know what? That's what it is. Donald Trump is like sugar.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay, so there's your girl, Fee.
Yes.
Hello,
hey.
Welcome to the... Listen, I'm going to send you over to the to hang out with the boys in
the
barbershop.
We're like a trio. We're like a dance group right now.
Okay. I can listen. I can start my own little army in here.
Come on.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yes, so I came to the conclusion that Donald Trump is like sugar, right?
Mm-mm.
It's sweet and, you know, you like it, but you know it will kill you if you eat too much. You consume too much of it, it will kill you. Mm-hmm. And it's good. It's, you put it in anything and it works.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, think about it. He is, listen.
More Splenda.
Well, no. I wish I could say he was splendid. No, he is just
definitely not equal.
No, he's not equal. Thank you.
He's
certainly
not equal.
That's what we're trying to say. So, well, no, but, you know, the fact that, like, it is like reality television now. The one thing that I have to say that Donald Trump has brought to this conversation is that people are much more intelligent about what is happening in the government. And I have to, you know what I'm saying? I have now made Sean Spicer's press conference like daily watching, like The View or The Talk or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for that, you know, he gets an A+. For everything else, you know, I bombed Syria so that Syria could not bomb Syria anymore, but I don't want the Syrians to come here. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody weighing in on that one?
Oh, I think you just said it.
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
Yeah. I mean, if they're terrorists,
you know,
why are we going to bomb the terrorists for bombing each other? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to me.
So apparently they're not.
And that he, you know, saw the videos, and then now all of a sudden it's an issue, but it's been happening for over 6 years. Over 400,000 people have been killed in Syria, but he saw some video this week that made him change his mind.
We know he's not good for research. Well, I mean, he tweeted back in like 2012.
Yeah, I think
coming out, coming for Obama for, you know, wanting to do something in Syria and
right.
saying that, you know, it wasn't a good move and he needed to get permission from the government. And here we are in 2017 and,
yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Well, I think it was just a distraction from Russia. And because Russia is a Syrian ally, it makes it look like, oh, well, maybe he's not totally friends with Russia. But I think it's just more of a distraction. It was something that he was like, oh, good, I can change the news spin. He is a spinner when it comes to news. So it was a great news spin for him.
Yeah, it did. It changed the conversation completely because we're not talking about it. Ingrid, you have that look on your face.
I always have that look on my face.
Exactly.
So what is that one for? Just like a lot of us who see something and get the visual, and then all of a sudden it's like, I cannot believe this is happening. While we're like, duh, this has been happening for 20 years.
Well, you know, a lot of
you didn't get the memo because a lot of us don't know what is going on in our own backyards, and until there's an, everybody is a reactionary. We react to the tragic thing that was heard on the news, as opposed to just being aware of things and knowing kind of, okay, these things have been going on for a very long time. It is not shocking.
Yeah.
But we never react until it's shocking. So on that one thing, I guess I'm playing devil's advocate tonight. I'm like, we're a lot like Trump.
No, but that's why we need
that's
our economists
a very good
point.
Yeah.
to have
that's
experience that. And to know current events and to know world politics. That's why.
That's his job.
Right.
That is
Remember?
His job.
Why we need him
but
to
he just
people.
But he just got that job.
Well, was it like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, when the young child washed up on the shore? Remember that picture? It must have been about a year and a half to and they were fleeing Syria, and you know the world was just, you know, ablaze, and then 2 weeks later, just like, you know,
you
all
go
the,
back to your regular
all the marches,
we all have things
I mean,
going on.
We take the cops a Pepsi, and it's all over.
Ooh. I'm sorry, I can't buy the whole him going into Syria for the goodness of his heart just because people in Flint, Michigan still don't have water.
Hello.
People, Dakota Pipeline kids and the people there still have to fight for their right for, you know, good water. So this whole, no, bye-bye.
What does the love you mean? Bye-bye.
It's not real until it's real.
Take care of your people here, and then I could maybe believe you taking care of other people elsewhere.
But did he sign up for that, though? Is he really here to take care of us?
You signed up to be president. You're supposed to be taking care of all the citizens of the United States of America.
What he's supposed to be doing and what he is here to do might be
a whole other thing.
All y'all people that didn't vote or voted, I still I'm holding on to it, and I'm petty.
Your girl, Fee, you got that real stank look on your face over there.
I'm just chilling. That's all.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm trying to get my voice right. Trump is crazy. I think we noticed that already.
You know. So has it come up? Fee, those of you, I'm sorry, Felicia Martin, or your girl, Fee, is the host and creator of Heaves Drop, where singles meet and greet over drinks, over the trials and tribulations of dating. And she asked, that was a great piece you sent me. What kind of dater are you? We're going to get to that.
What kind of dater are you?
Tonight. But your thoughts? Yeah, you
on which one,
on
Trump or the
like,
dater?
Right, Trump. We're getting to the date. We're getting to the date.
You know,
so we're starting with Trump.
Trump, it's like he's still on the reality TV show. He's kind of on the job training. And he just kind of comes out and says, oh, yeah, my bad. I thought healthcare would be a little easier than that. Whoops, who knew? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Syria, oh, they're bombing children. Oh, let's go bomb them. I mean, he's kind of like
on the fly.
On Monday it's one thing, on Wednesday it's another. I mean, if I was president, I'm sure I'd be changing my mind every 2 or 3 days as you figure out what's going on. But, I mean, Obama should have taken care of Syria, if you ask me. When he put the red line out.
Interesting.
And he did not.
That
said something. And what that did was lend this mentality to the U.S. that we have to be aggressive now because we were so passive. So it's almost like we're being extra aggressive to try to show that we're not the passive country that Obama supposedly made us. Which in actuality, the best way to win a fight is not to get in one. But you can't convince certain factions of the country that we don't always have to be rah-rah to be respected. And it's hard to get people to understand that. You don't always have to punch people in the mouth to shut them up. Mm. I mean, we as promoters and business people punch people in the mouth all day and don't physically touch them.
I think that's what I was going to get at, because a true leader knows how to prioritize.
Hello. A true right. leader gets people in line without having to do anything there. Physical.
Absolutely.
Ah, I'm with you on that one.
It is common to be reactionary, but at some point when you're the leader...
Dr. Tasha, you're not on the mic, baby.
I'm not.
Do yeah. I need to kiss
there
it?
There you go.
A true
can I my, kiss it?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. So a true leader to me is not reactionary. They actually are able to kind of scan the land and then prioritize. Mm-hmm. But the common man may be. But that's why we...
Well, and we've... You know, many... And on many levels, we have elected the common man to the White House. I hate to take credit for him,
y'all
but...
Y'all not going
to
put me to this one.
Okay, so, you know.
Yeah, you did.
Haven't seen, I posted it on my socials, Trump the Destroyer on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
It's a great article by Matt Taibbi. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Okay, so Rolling Too Loud is our next topic in the top 20. So, those of you, are you familiar with the Rolling Loud concert that's coming to town?
Didn't know about it before.
Okay, so,
like the concept, yeah.
Yeah, love the concept. Okay, so, Elements, were you familiar with the concert coming to town?
Yes. Matter of fact, we played with Kent Jones.
Really?
Quan and I, we played with Kent Jones, I would say 2 years ago, 2014 it was.
Uh-huh.
And we played with Currency.
Oh, okay.
At the Rolling Loud Tour. Yeah.
So, all right. So, do you know roughly who's on Rolling Loud this year?
I don't.
No. Okay, so.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. It's basically a Coachella in Miami.
You know what it kind of is? Okay, you've done the show before. Have you ever done Coachella?
No.
Okay. So Coachella is like, it's really a combination of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this show is a little more just straight hip-hop. Rolling,
it's a lit Coachella.
Yeah, rolling.
It's Coachella lit. Yeah. On 22s.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what Rolling Loud is. Now, Frank Carollo, one of our city officials, has claims that he didn't know about Rolling Loud until this week, and the city is trying to find ways. They are planning to have a meeting on Wednesday to figure out how they can get out of this contract with Rolling Loud.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so that their excuse is that that residents downtown are upset with the noise, and they just got finished with Ultra, and so this is too much to come right behind Ultra.
Are you serious?
I'm very, very serious.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they did say that the gentleman that signed and okayed it did not bring it to the board, which they're supposed to.
Right, and he's
so
supposed to.
That's why they did not know about it. So I'm going to play devil's advocate on that one.
It was last year, though.
I mean, this is my thing on that.
And the guy actually submitted his resignation. He offered to resign.
He did resign already.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But this has been going on for years. They had it last year and the year before.
But this is the first year that it's going to be at Bayfront Park. It's been at Mana in Wynwood, but it's, you know, it's gotten much bigger. So now it's
cheap.
3 days. The tickets are $250.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 days. It's Kendrick is headlining.
Hello.
Be clear that I love Kendrick Lamar like Prince. Okay.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Prince. Yes, I love Kendrick Lamar like Prince. Like, I'm real. Hold up. Don't.
One.
Sit down.
Right.
Okay. Do not come for Kendrick. Okay. So there's Kendrick, Future, Lil Wayne, A$AP Rocky, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Mac Miller, Kevin Gates, Run the Jewels. Oh, I'll keep going. Post Malone.
Hello.
Lil Uzi Vert, Migos, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, Lil Yachty?
Yachty.
Joey Bad, Action Bronson, Flatbush Zombies, Currency. Then it's a whole bunch of others. And just, you know, it just keeps going. And then Tenier, actually, is like the last artist mentioned. Zoe Dollaz is on there. Okay. So here's the thing, right? I don't agree at all. Of course, the first statement from Frank Carollo was like, it's not about race. Sure, it's not.
Really?
So Taylor Swift.
But I have to say, as much as I love Kendrick, okay, yeah, I'm not going. And I like Run the Jewels. Okay, but I'm not going to that show.
Why?
Why?
Because it's just...
Because we grown.
Thank you.
For millennials. But she loves Kendrick like Prince.
And I do. But none of the rest of them. Exactly. And see, that's the thing for me. Like, there's no... I'm listening to Kodak Black's album, Painting Pictures.
On purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Okay.
Did
a blessing?
On purpose, and I wanted to cry. I just was sad and wanted to be in tears. It just is so sad. Do you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? What a lot of the younger artists, particularly some that I, Chief Keef, a lot of them that I mentioned on here, and it's not an age thing. It's a content thing, you know, and so much of that content is just either mumbling. You know I'm right.
That's all of hip hop and rap now.
Not all of it. Go ahead. No, wait. Hold on. Elements.
I feel like it is music is more about the vibe now. You know what I'm saying? Because the mumbling would be something like scatting back in, like, you know.
Okay. No,
that was a reach.
Hear me out. Because I go to school for this.
I'm
a music major, so we talk about this all day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is just another, like you say, the millennials. You know what I'm saying? This is our way of scatting and doo-wopping.
Okay.
The mumbling. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you that.
The beat is a vibe, you know?
Okay.
Talk about or story to tell. I mean, no, I can't.
What? Okay, but wait.
We have to remember when we were younger and rap came out. Like, I'm a 70s baby, right? And we were born before rap. So when rap came out, our parents were totally against it. We were like, what's the big deal? And we were like, listen, you guys had your music. We have our music. The kids have their music. Yeah. It's not for me. It's not for Jill. It's not for Ingrid. I'm not going to a Kendrick Lamar. I'm not going to a Kodak, Polaroid, picture, light skin, whatever. I'm not going to develop. But that's not for me. But if my son wants to go and it's a safe place for him to go, I'm not going to judge him or make him feel like his music is bad. His music is just his.
No. Because
we got a lot of flack for rap when rap came out. Come on. That was our thing.
But it was a... Yeah.
Wait.
But our parents didn't think so. Just like we as adults don't think their music is substantive. Our parents thought Luke was ridiculous. But we look back at his historical effect. Our parents didn't like Tupac. Our parents didn't like Biggie. Our parents didn't like a lot
but
of stuff.
But I think we need to focus on the issue with this particular issue.
My mom liked Tupac.
Okay.
I was saying, I think we need to get back to the focus of the issue of them having their contract potentially canceled.
Right.
And them saying that it's not about race, whether we like the music or not. I see too many times, especially my promoter community can tell you this, that as African Americans, as black folks, we do not have venues that we're welcomed.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so that becomes a problem, whether it's Bayfront, whether it's the amphitheater in Palm Beach or wherever in South Florida. We're not welcome.
Airbnb.
Yeah. Well, and on that note, we're going to come back on the other side. Okay, so I'm going to play a little of this Kendrick. And on the other side, we're going to talk about why women are up in arms about his new song, Humble. We back on the... you're going to play it out? Play me... Okay. On the other side, I am Jill Tracy. I'm talking on Hot 105.
Hot 105. Just got hotter. Featuring the new Hot 105 lineup of icon superstars and legends.
Starting at 6 a.m. The new CJMS.
Love, I'm joining the morning show.
On Hot 105.
Oh.
And at 9 a.m., get your work on with 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school. And James T.
Thanking you for the love, South Florida.
At 12 noon, the party starts with Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown.
Hey, what's up, party people? The party don't stop.
At 3 p.m., it's time to shut the city down.
What's up, family? Yes, I'm bringing my main man with me, George Wilbur, on the stress relief. And a lady who needs no introduction to South Florida Airwaves, Miss Tamara G's in the building!
With Grown Folks Radio. Then at 7, it's time to unwind and pour a glass of wine with your boo. 32 years of The Quiet Storm with Freddie Cruz, the legend, the voice, the institution.
Hello, South Florida. This is Freddie Cruz inside The Quiet Storm.
Famous for our music, famous for our people. We're Hot 105.
Today's on Being Old School.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with
the branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with Black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, howler monkeys should not be able to be heard from 3 miles away. Here to comment, a howler monkey.
Wow! That sounds like a really good deal!
Indeed. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Anything else, howler monkey?
I'm not allowed in libraries!
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song 105.1.
The Rodney Perry is on the boat. You're looking good too, Rodney.
I'm feeling good, man. Good cruise, man. We've been having a ball. It's so much fun out here, man. And these women getting a little aggressive. Yeah, they you know, like, ooh, Mr. Perry, I see what you're doing. I said, lady, can you let that go though?
It's not easy being the Rodney Perry.
It's very difficult being the Rodney. I talked to Rodney Perry about
and we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Y'all out. Some of y'all leave. You can bring me out. Oh. Okay. And welcome. Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk. You can always catch it on. Okay. Hello. Your mics are open. Shut up. You can always catch us on the Hot 105 app and for Android and iPhone. And you can give us a call tonight, 888-550-9105. As you see, this show has gone completely off the rails, and we are only at the 25. But we, and it is the top 20, so we have got to get that all of those topics in them, three topics in the 20, and we didn't, so we're moving on. And we're moving on with... Okay, there we are. My guests tonight all know about a lot about dating, far more than me. Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the worst dater on the planet.
I'm coming after you.
Are you second that I am the worst dater?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Right, well, your girls agree that you're the worst dater in the world. Okay. What can
I
do?
Only because I love
what
you,
though, and I
want to
help you.
Is
the worst
We're all
dater.
Here to help.
We are here.
That I don't do it. That's...
Okay,
but well, you got a ring on it, so maybe I'm
But I didn't date.
I know, but it happened. But see, you know,
what you did.
He's been around for 20 years. I mean,
pretty much.
But see, yeah,
I met him in '94 in college and was like, yeah, he's the one. And everybody else was just a service provider in between.
So why this gap between?
But you did.
He had to figure out. You know, men are a little slow, so it takes them a while.
See,
to
mine
up.
Took too long to figure out, and I cut the cord like bad.
I had a good time being single. I definitely enjoyed singlehood. I'm gonna go out with this guy, and we're gonna have dinner, and the foolishness that you talk about. And the representer that y'all put forward to each other. I don't have time for that.
I don't. You seen that commercial where they go out on the date and they're at the car and they're like, yeah, we're never going to see each other again. Like,
yeah,
no.
I'm not doing that. Like,
no, I was really done after the appetizer, but the food was good, so.
I wish everybody dated that way.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't date.
Yeah, people would just move through life a little quicker if they just all dated that way.
Actually, you wouldn't really have to date that way if you started your discernment earlier. And this is why I have the events that I have, is to help people pick who you date better. Women control 100% of their dating pool. You don't control who you fall in love with, but you control who you give that space and opportunity to.
Well, that's true.
And that's what we need to do a better job of. Not so much of how you do at the dinner conversation, but how you choose the person you choose to go to dinner with. If you start there, your chances of success go up a whole lot better.
So how are you doing that?
What determines
who's going to get that hot date?
Well, it depends on how you get to know people nowadays. So what I find is women our age, 35 plus, we will complain about the same thing, but then do the same thing and then have this big wonder. So you don't want the guy that's in the club all the time. You want the guy that's home or the guy that's a little bit more settled, but yet you're an iguana every Friday looking for a guy.
Girl.
You know, do things differently. I'm not saying that particular girl, not just diss that particular place. I'm just saying you have to do things differently to make things different. You have to put yourself in different spaces to have different experiences.
But
I'm in a whole lot of
I'm in a
whole
lot of
But if
you're bringing the same person to those different places, then you're not in a different place. You're just physically somewhere else.
Wait. So I want you to say your name first before you tell me.
Well, I'm Fee with the horse voice.
Oh, right, that's Fee. Okay, so Michelle Madison, you were saying.
I need to know. So what do you mean by...
Get closer to the mic, Michelle.
What do you mean by bring a different person to the each
other? Well... You have to truly figure out who you are and what you need before you go shopping. For instance, you just don't go in Publix wandering around. You have some idea of what you'd like to eat.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you end up spending too much money or not bringing home what you need.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
If you're trying to get somebody to go on a journey with you, if you're trying to get somebody to go on a journey with you, somebody got to know where you're going. Well, somebody has to know who's the driver. At least you have to know who you are.
I don't find the driver. I'm willing to be the passenger. I have no problem.
But do you know what kind of car you need?
But I think the difference.
Do you know what kind of car you need? Do you know what kind of car you need?
Yes.
Do you know how to drive the car that you're in already?
Oh, I'm driving.
You're already
30-something plus.
I'm
Somebody
sure you
put some headphones on Michelle so she can hear what that sounds like.
I think you made a point about
Anne-Marie Sorrell.
About going into Publix. When you go into Publix, you can look at the product and see the ingredients.
Correct.
And so when you meet somebody, you might not immediately see what ingredients they have.
But that is why you have to meet them in a different space. So that's why I create an event in which you meet people in a different space. You see them being themselves before you decide, should I go out with them? I put you in a space where you can see if the guy is shy, if he's aggressive, if he's a leader, if he's a butthead, if he's a...
But that's everywhere you go.
Then he's on stage.
Not really. Not really.
He's
at this
on
particular,
stage.
Not a eavesdrop, but at that particular event, he's not on stage.
Right.
What I'm saying is that we have to change our entire mindset to fit our goal. If our objective is to have a positive relationship with someone of the opposite sex, then your steps toward that objective have to be toward that objective. Mm. I find many women will say, I want a man, but everything they do is to against getting one.
Like,
I can give you a prime
therapist,
example.
Sex therapist.
Go ahead, sex therapist.
I totally agree with Fee. I totally agree with her. I think that most women get in their own way before actually knowing what they want. They say, I do want a man, but then at the same time, they don't project that.
Yeah.
Or they're afraid to really say what they really want. Mm-hmm.
So tell us what it is. Give us an example.
Okay, so for example.
Baby step me.
I put up on social media, you know, I'm looking to match make three people, three guys, three girls. I need the guys first. That's all I said. All I have on there, women, make sure he's not this. Make sure he doesn't live with his mama. Make sure he knows how to cook. Make sure, I'm like, women, do you understand the men are reading this? And you all sound very angry, very picky. There's a difference between having standards and stipulations. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't realize. Mm-hmm. We have to have standards. Yes, every man wants a woman with standards. But these stipulations, these are not boys we're dealing with. Right. Unless you just choose and screwed up people. Right. Well, if you're dealing with a real man, then you got to be a real woman. And real women don't give real men stipulations. Who are you talking to?
Right.
So we have to watch how we purport ourselves if we want something.
And
act
vice
like
versa.
You want it.
Okay.
Mental,
and vice versa.
Mental. If we were speaking to men, I definitely tell them the same thing. But we, if you want something, men or women, just act like it. Be open to it when it comes. Be in a place to receive it. And don't start putting stipulations before you even have somebody in the running.
So I have a question. And then you and then definitely Anne-Marie need to speak. But I have a question. If we're talking about dating,
mm-hmm.
why does dating mean I'm looking for a relationship?
It doesn't, and that's why we have
why
the three
does
daters.
It, why when people, it's like, if you're going out on a date, you're not, okay, you're interviewing, but, yo, just have a good time.
Yeah, just have an experience.
We need male energy. It's
right.
very important to hang out with guys and
yes.
have male energy. You
yes.
know, when you walk into a room, if I like men that make you feel like a woman every time you're in their presence.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You don't have to be my man.
Holler,
I don't
right?
have to be
just,
interested in you. There are certain men that know how to make every woman in the room feel like you just want to put your shoulders back and
yes.
hold your head a little higher.
Say it with your chest.
Right. That's what men are supposed to do.
To do. Absolutely.
I'm going to tell a quick story, but I want you to go first. But it's going to be funny, and it happened yesterday, about men, about two single people and what happened last night. Go ahead.
Okay, so. Oh, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, so which part am I chiming in?
Whatever you want to.
Pick a part.
I mean, earring, matching earrings. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, no, I was just going to say, I think especially for my book targets professional women who are often busy or career-driven and focused and who are single and are doing the right things, going the right places, but at the same time, like I said before, as you're out there meeting people, you don't necessarily know exactly what you're getting on those first dates, those first occasions.
Right.
Now, you as a woman, whether it's your stipulations or your standards, as things start to unfold, then you decide, okay, where are my deal breakers and are these my deal breakers? And am I going to stick around to work through them or am I going to take flight? Oftentimes, like myself, depending on what the deal breaker is, I'm taking flight. I'm on to the next one. Or if I feel like you're not making me feel the way I want to feel as a woman, as a lady, I don't have time to teach you how to do that. And maybe
right.
there are some women who do have time, but I don't have time to teach you how to be a man and treat a woman like a queen or treat her like a woman.
Right. And newsflash for the 1 year in the marriage thing, you're going to have to teach each other. It is what it is. Like, this has been the most eye-opening year for me in my life. I've been single a long time and happily single, not looking. And I think that that's part of what it is. I'm not on there was no clock ticking for me. I already have a child. Thank you for your services. Good night. Like, so it is what it is. But with the dating, I think that the women that I find that are so, oh my God, I'm turning a certain age. I don't have any children yet. Okay, guess what? We're not all going to get married.
No.
We're not all going to have children. You might be the best auntie ever. Be willing to be open to making friends. You might meet a dude today and he's trying to holler. You're not interested. He might have a cute cousin.
But I have
be nice to him. You never know.
Listen, Dr. Tasha, I'm having an issue with you saying that, because for you to be upset almost to the point for women to actually have this desire to even...
I'm not upset about you having the desire, but I'm upset about you not feeling that you are whatever you're supposed to be because you don't have a man or because you don't have children. Mm-hmm. You might be single the rest of your life. You have to be okay with that before you get married.
I think that's something... Okay, that is a great idea of the reality that we're in right now in 2017. However, if you talk to that little black girl that was like 17 or 12 years old that actually had those desires, like when she turned 25 or 35, I think that's the part. It's like, do we have to like unlearn the things that we were desiring or longing for? And the answer is yes. But for you, the way that you said it was kind of dismissing the fact that these women really are longing for that. And that's a beautiful thing to long for. A commitment or a child.
Yes. It's okay to long for it, but you don't need to pine for it.
Yeah.
See.
Hey.
Well, I think that I kind of see it on both sides, but I also, you know, I think I align a lot with Anne Marie in saying that, like, ideally, I think that most of us, mature women, you know, want you to at least come to the table with more than an appetite. Okay, I mean, if you can at least come with, you know, a plate and a fork and a knife,
but
just like I am, or somebody brings the dish.
Who invites him to the table? You do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you choose who comes to your table. Why choose somebody that doesn't have the things to be on the table?
No.
That's what I mean by we have to do better about who we choose to put in our dating space.
Okay, but you don't. But and when I meet you at Publix, I'm not gonna give you a 20-question questionnaire.
Correct.
I'm gonna be attracted to you for something. Your eyes, or the way you smiled at me, the way you spoke to me. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to say, oh, okay, well, you know, yeah, you know, let's get together or let's meet up or do whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not until I sit down with you that I know who, you know, those, did he really just cough at the tape? Did he sniff? Did he, you know what I'm saying? Or did he pull out the chair for me? Mm-hmm. Did he ask me if I want, you know what I'm saying? Those kind of things are what decide whether or not he comes back for another meal. So, in that, getting to know that person, you don't know that off the bat. Right. So, you might, you know, pick a little, you know, have a foot dragger show up at your table. You know what I'm saying? But he was on his game when he met you, but then he thought he could let it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I think that... all of that was a lot in terms of, you know, don't do this, have a checklist, don't have a checklist, you know. And I think for women that aren't, you know, that don't date a lot, and I think that's a lot of us, because you've either had a lot of experiences or you've been really busy in your career. I remember in the beginning of
my
career,
it
was... Let me tell you something. I'm just saying. A, listen, every hour of my day could be filled.
The taller he gets, the less busy I am.
Well, I mean,
those are not the right priorities, remember?
The darker he is, the less busy I am.
Okay, but see, and that at this point in my life, you know, the more he can do, the more attention he gets. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not really looking, but somebody who would catch my attention would be in, you know, on this same road that I'm on, and can, you know, it's like, oh, I got this over here. Let's do this. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Isn't that just general? Yeah, I think everybody wants a partnership.
So. I think that.
Everybody wants a partnership, no matter what it is. Yeah,
you
want someone to help you push.
The girlfriends that you choose, you have some. There is some common thing that you have that makes you want to hang out and or call me. Right, but I think that it evolves. You know, there was a point in my life where I just wanted a soft place to fall. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't need you to be in this struggle with me. I need you to be there for me when I come out this struggle. So I can do, you know, I can just be a woman and just be your woman. Do you know what I'm saying? But and then now it's a little different.
But see, that's very...
I'm on the grind.
But
I need you to grind right now.
There, it's very important. You've identified that the man you may have needed to feed your needs 7 years ago is not the man you need in 2017. Mm-hmm. Now, how many of our sisters can say they've done a self-assessment since the last time they were single? The last time you may have decided what you wanted a man, you might have been 21 and didn't have one. Now you're 38 with a 14-year-old child. Have you made a different decision? You can't keep searching for the same thing with the same shopping bag from Tim Carter 10 years ago. That's very good that you know yourself.
Anne-Marie?
I definitely agree with that. I think as women, we go through different phases. I mean, my book, Chronicles of a Serial Dater, chronologizes from the time I was in high school through college, through my 20s, through early 30s. And every phase is different. Yes. Even even where I was economically in my life, mm-hmm. determined right. how I dated.
Yeah. Right.
What was happening in my personal life with family determined how I dated.
Right.
And then throughout my career, where I am now versus where I was 7 years ago determines the type of guy that I'm looking for. And mm-hmm. actually what I'm looking for now in this stage is a little more security.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I might have, there were phases where I just want to have a little fun.
Right, right.
And
right,
now I'm like, right. okay, well, you know, now the fun is over. Let's get a little more serious. Let's get more settled.
Let's be fun and
so
secure.
I think as women, we have to, A, be comfortable with owning where we are, knowing where we are,
mm-hmm.
owning where we are, and being able to date how you want at that phase and not feel like you're being judged or feel like you have to fit into this societal norm mm-hmm. or box of dating and relationships. You kind of date on your terms based on your situation and where you are and what you're looking for at that time.
We have a caller. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
This is the Butterfly.
Well, hello, Butterfly. How are you tonight?
I am doing just fine and dandy. I am loving this topic tonight, and the sister's just going in a rhythm and syncopation. I'm loving it.
All right, for the syncopation. So yes. So where are you in the dating pool?
I am dating only my poetry and ears. That's it. I am out of the dating game. I'm 45 years of age, and I just realized that relationships is just not my thing. I'm too much of a go when I want to, come when I want to type of thing. But I'm listening to the ladies, and the key word that they use is phase, and that's just what it is. You know, you go through your phases, and it just made me think of one of Muhammad Ali's, you know, saying, if you're doing at 40 what you did at 25, then you wasted 15 years of your life.
Amen, somebody. Thank you for that one, Butterfly. Good evening. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Hi, it's Elboogie from My New Lakes. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So how you dating?
Actually, I just went on a date this afternoon.
Where did you go?
So,
that's
yeah. That's about dating app.
Yeah.
He's a financial advisor. I like him. We'll see. I think there's some potential there. So, but yeah, it was not an interrogation. It was very like feeling the vibe and the chemistry and like, look, I'm grinding, you're grinding. Like, let's see where we are in our lives. And, you know, my birthday's coming up next month and the big 3-6. So again, security is something that's important to me too. But also, like you were saying before, like the grind, like you're on a grind and you have like priorities and that makes me kind of turn my head and kind of pay more attention.
Right.
So, we'll see, you know, but he very, you know, good with the text me when you get home, texts me in the morning, good morning, beautiful. So it's very like,
all right.
It's very, so we'll see.
He's either the one or a stalker.
can I ask where you met him or how did you guys meet?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so old. Yeah, I'm still waiting in the game with the dating thing. We'll see what happens.
Dr. Tasha asked, where did you meet him?
It's actually a dating app, Bumble. Okay. I use
Bumble.
And Bumble's where you can you choose the guy. So it's better than Tinder, and then they have to wait for your response for them to contact you.
You want to bumble with the bee, huh?
You know? Hey.
Put a
hex on
the whole family.
Under the beehive, so what can I say, you know?
All right, well, good luck. Keep us posted on how that works out.
I will.
All right, so awesome. I like this. So, Michelle Madison, you said you're on Bumble?
Yeah, I do Bumble.
Throw a hex on the whole family.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Bumble, the way it works is it depends on where you are locally. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in L.A., I get a pool of people. When I'm in Miami, I get a pool of people. When I'm overseas, I get a pool of people.
Really?
So, yeah. So Bumble is cool. I was told it was a higher-end version of Tinder. But yeah, I'm old school. I'm old school, so I haven't been that great at it. That's why I'm the second worst dater than you.
Have you gone on any dates with them? Okay, yeah, that's about me.
No. Because people get asked me to their house.
I've tried that, and I think they're all serial killers.
I'm just saying.
You have to be in it to win it, ladies.
Yeah, they want pictures and everything. I'm like, boo, you don't even know my middle name.
Have a conversation.
Yes.
No, the four words that end those conversations are, what are you wearing?
Better than that. I'm like, okay, yeah. Perv. I'm out of here.
I do want to ask.
But I've heard worse than that.
I would like to ask Fee about what are guys saying that are turnoffs that women are doing that are preventing them from being attractive? I do have this conversation with my friends a lot, and I'll be real. A lot of my black women, especially, because we're raised differently than a lot of the other races. We're raised to be basically like men. We're raised to, you know, be self-sufficient, all that great stuff, but we don't realize how that emasculates the man that we want to be with. Mm. And so that causes a lot of issues.
I have learned...
That that being the passenger, ain't nothing wrong with it as long as I have the right driver. And that goes back to what I was saying to you. So I'd like to know from your perspective and from your experience, what are guys saying and what do you think we're doing?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Michelle, because interestingly enough, I have a 14-year-old son who is, you know, doing his dating thing. And, you know, it's 14, it's puppy love. But it's interesting to when he notices how the black girls talk to him. And when he says, they speak to me so mean, like I did something to them. I don't know them. And the other young ladies in his school speak to him with love. So when black men look at us, they see their mothers. They see their aunts. They see their sisters. And depending on how we sound, they can see something totally different. So we have to understand that we hold their ego in our mouths. Mm-hmm. And we can crush them without lifting one hand. They are so fragile. And they want our love more than anything in the world. That's why when they don't get it, they're so hurt, they'll run from it forever. Black men would rather fail or not try at getting it than fail at getting it because it hurts that much. A man will rather not have love than to have the hurt that he had from love from having it before. Yeah. Where a woman will love the love, that she will risk that hurt to have that love again. That is the big difference. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that we absolutely hold their hearts in our mouths. And be okay with that. Because there's going to be some buttheads that deserve to get cursed out. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But not all brothers. We can't treat them all like our ex-boyfriend. Yeah. We can't treat them all like our baby daddy.
Okay, get him out of the barber shop.
Well, you know, Jill, I blame radio.
To defend my women, you can't ignore your learning your mistakes either. You can't ignore the lessons you've learned, gentlemen. So just because she comes at you with a little bit of guard doesn't mean she's hard. She's just smart. Just because she's a little cautious doesn't mean she's a prude. She just has pride. Mm-hmm. So just like we have to learn that they have some issues, y'all have to learn that we have some too. Right. And but just know that at the end of the day, the objective is to be together. And there's nothing more beautiful than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, to fix your inner issues with a bad... sex therapist Jenny. On the other side, we're gonna take a break. There's so much
that's
more
two
to get
years
to.
Of he's dropped.
Cause Bill. Listen, huh?
That's 2 years of he's dropped drilling in my brain.
There's so much. Cause now I feel. Is there a call? Do I have time? Can I take it, Tonto? Okay, I'll take one more, and then we're going to the break. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're listening to radio. There's a delay. There you go. Hey.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to give, like, a male perspective because I've been hearing all you guys talking. I'm a bit of a shy guy relatively to most men, and when you guys are talking about how society perceives men, I feel like I have to force an attitude or perception that is not necessary. Like, I find women searching for something and telling men they need to provide for them, and then I'm running into women that don't provide anything back.
Ooh. And same.
I find a lot of women that they just, okay, you opened your legs for me.
Ooh. Okay.
And that's supposed to be enough. There's not a lot of, like, love. And I know I grew up in a family of like 7 or 8 women, and I was like the first grandchild. So when I see women act a certain way, it's a complete turnoff for me. And when I hear you guys talk about what men perceive for women, I have a huge group of guy friends, and I've stopped talking to a whole bunch of them because they are very manipulative and they take advantage of how emotional women are. Mm-hmm. And I just find that wrong, and it makes it difficult for men like me, where we are sensitive when we need to be, but if I show that sensitivity, I feel women get turned off by it. So I have to put on a fake persona to even get to talk to you, and I find that wrong. Yeah. Like, if I show too much emotion and too much care, I find it harder to be with a woman than if I just act like an asshole.
Wow. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and get you after the break. Stay tuned. This is Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy on Hot 105.
Ooh.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Get a BJ's membership for just $40 for 15 months. That's 20% off and 3 bonus months. Or you can get a free 3-month membership. Stop by BJ's today and join in the savings with one of these great offers. BJ's. Live generously.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
1-800-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT.
Are you kidding me? You're going to call someone about your accident because they play a silly jingle? They may not even be lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
If you need advice about what to do if you were in a car accident, the number to call is all around you. 1-800-411-PAIN. Our trusted network of attorneys can provide guidance to people just like you. People who are in a car accident or any type of accident. Let 1-800-411-PAIN connect you with one of hundreds of experienced, knowledgeable, and aggressive attorneys in our network. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. Non-employee spokesperson.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income solving loan with no closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at MiamiDriveLyft.com. That's MiamiDriveLyft.com and use the code MIAMIRADIO1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 250 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at MiamiDriveLyft.com today. And don't forget to use the code MIAMIRADIO1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply. apply.
Hey, this is Miles J, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ella Fitzgerald, for that. Miss Otis regrets. I turned it up in the studio so that my guests could hear it. Of course, none of them could hear because they could only hear the sounds of their own voices.
The conversation is so hot that we enjoyed the background music. We did.
We'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Ella Fitzgerald's birth on the 22nd. And so the Miami Jazz Operative and Co-op will be in the studio. To celebrate, and some of the magnificent voices who channel Ella Fitzgerald will be joining us. Nicole Yarling.
Ooh.
And
one time professor
Alice Day, and a few others, so I'll keep you posted on that. But tonight, Chronicles of the Serial Dater and Confessions of Serial Dateless is now the topic of the show.
No, that's right.
Joining us here on Hot Talk After Midnight, we have Michelle Madison in town from L.A. and Ingrid B. in town from ATL. Sex therapist Jen in town from everywhere. Author of Chronicles of a Serial Dater, Miss Anne-Marie Sarrell. Dr. Tasha, your drive-by therapist. My brothers from the Elements. Mm-hmm. And your girl, Fee, Felicia Martin of Heaves Drop in the studio. And Adrian Carter has graced us with his presence. Hello, sir. Hey, how are you?
Doing? I'm doing well.
Just snatched the microphone from the lady.
Sorry.
Okay. Just a lot of testosterone happening right there.
That's what's been going on in here. I had to.
That's what we do.
Just come in and
go ahead,
that's
King.
What we like.
You know, just bring it in a little bit.
You know, okay, and so Ingrid, I actually have to thank for introducing me to Adrian. Adrian did.
Because that's what I do. I introduce women to men.
Connector. Well, it was. I'm just okay.
Actually, that's what I do.
Right. Not a ring on it.
So speaking of that, I'm going to do shameless plugs. So the 27-year-old caller that called.
Yes.
Fee, what is your Instagram?
At your girl Fee.
So you need to follow at your girl Fee so that you could check out some of her events. Mm-hmm. And follow at MS Ingrid B, because I got single friends ranging from 25 to 55 that I have no problem hooking up.
Yeah.
People are always like, oh, there's no good men in whatever, or there's no good women. And I'm like, maybe if all the people that complained would talk to each other, y'all would be good, because I meet amazing men every single day.
Okay, I tag them in my statuses.
Time. How long have I known you?
About 17 years.
Have you ever introduced me to a man?
See, I told you.
You got to come out the house.
I do come out the house.
You know,
I
gotta be willing you know what? For the men and women that are seeking relationships, that are not, they're not just leaving the house to have a good time. They leave the house because they would like to meet somebody. Y'all are like rappers in the studio that are making their album.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I'm in the studio. It's coming out. It's coming. Yeah. 5 years late. You know, I'm still working on it. We're trying to get it out. We're trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. It's soup. It's hot. It's hot fire. I'm about to spit hot fire. You in the studio, nobody knows who you are. So when that finished product is done and you come in the streets, we don't care.
Because
we ain't seen you in 5 years.
I have
literally
leave
your house. Not just for work.
Okay, then again, that's why I am
David. Must be a Trinidad Jane.
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Who's Tony.
That? Tony?
Yeah.
Hi,
are you the 27-year-old that just called?
No.
No?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay. What I find is when a guy can do, can cook, can do all this stuff, because my parents, you know, teach me basically everything, I find that the women become more, I feel more insecure. And the angry part I can relate to, you know, when you try to be polite to a woman of color, you know, out there. Whereas other women know they're more open to talking to you. So I just find that when you can, because you know, I'm from Jamaica, so your parents teach you how to cook, clean, iron, everything. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
And when you have to act together, they feel more insecure, because it's like you're not broken in the sense where they can fix it. I mean, so, and the other thing is, the nicer you are, the perception is that you're weak, but the minute you become an asshole, for some reason they seem to, you know, I understand the turn on, you know, it gets old.
Thank you. Well, I want you to hold that thought. He raises a lot of really good points. Who wanted to start?
Yeah, help us. Go ahead. What are the points? Tell us the points
first.
Well,
I mean, you know, that he is that guy that everybody says that they want to marry. But, you know, women don't really respond. He's boring. So, you know, they want a bad boy. So when he acts up and, you know, does not return your phone calls, then all of a sudden you're stalking him.
Okay, so we had two men that called in the show.
Right,
and both of them said, I am the nice guy, but I have to be the a-hole.
Right.
Where's the in-between? You know what I'm saying?
There are guys who have the balance.
Everybody
cannot talk at one time.
You have to be that balanced individual, and that's on both sides. I would have no problem. My husband cooks and cleans. I don't like to cook. Find you a woman that don't like to cook. Y'all will get along just fine.
Yeah.
But it's just the women that you have met so far. It's not all of them.
Yeah.
It's just the men you've met so far.
I agree.
It's not all of them.
From my experience so far. But, I mean, I'm still hopeful. I'm still looking. So, hey, you know, there's going to be
keep hope alive, brother. Keep hope alive.
But he did say something in the beginning about how when he talks to other races of women that they listen,
right.
And that when he talks to his own folks that they don't. And this is something that, to raise your, you asked the question earlier about things that, Michelle, you raised a question about what do men, like, what do they get turned off by? And a lot of times it has to do with a lot of women that they're dating don't seem to be interested. So you're out on the date and the entire date, they're asking you about you and you're talking your mouth off. But mm-hmm. you haven't once asked them about how you're doing and like what your life is like and how are you enjoying your fish.
Interesting.
And that is like exactly he just said that. So we sometimes are so self-absorbed.
Yep.
That's a big turnoff. No matter how fly and gorgeous your dress is tonight, he doesn't feel like you even are
paying attention
to him.
Yeah,
which is huge.
We have to understand that men who are worth their salt know their worth. And they have expectations just like we do. So just like we're looking for a certain type of guy to commit to or be with or to have on our arm, they're not looking for any piece of nice booty walking by either. If they're somebody as of standard, they should be looking for someone with standards as well.
Hubert. Hubert and then Anne Marie.
Yes, hey, this is Hubert from Alameda.
Yeah, yeah. Chime in, like you're good. What they give you is like, that's it.
Hang on, babe.
One thing that women forget is that men, we're not puppies. We're not here just to show off to your girls, hey, look at my man. He's good. He takes care of me. Blah, blah, blah. Let's forget what the standards of this world is teaching us, and let's enjoy each other. Let's not put up all these facades, because reality, I'm not dating your social media account. I'm dating you. And this day and age, it's really hard to find women that actually know how to communicate with someone. Like, can we go back to middle school and just talk? As opposed to...
They don't talk.
I've heard that before. Anne Marie?
Well, I think it raises two points. And one, Dr. Tasha and I was talking about earlier, was do we know how to date? Which also includes, do we know how to even communicate? And then the second thing that I would say, just from my book, Chronicles of a Serial Dater, there's a story I have in there about nice guys finish last.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the nice guy that came into my life, and I didn't know how to appreciate him at that time. And part of me not knowing how to appreciate him was because, hey, I didn't grow up with my dad. I grew up with my mom. So I didn't witness how that nice guy was supposed to treat me or what I was supposed to expect. And so you may have some people who just really don't know and don't understand how you are supposed to be treated and what you should be looking for until after you get it and then you miss it because it's gone.
I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in all that.
Don't at all.
Nice guys got to be more than just nice. Mm-hmm. You have to be nice and just because you're kind. I mean, there's a lot of kind people in the world. Doesn't mean I'm going to date you. Just because you're nice and you don't cheat and you don't yell and you don't call people out of their names, that's great. A lot of decent human beings don't. That doesn't mean they're worthy to be my man. You got to be nice and...
Okay.
Attractive, nice and funny, nice and... I mean, like, you just can't be just nice. Well, I'm nice to you. Okay.
Hi.
You got to be a little more.
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Yeah, me, Tony.
Oh, okay, Tony. Hang on, baby. Okay, Anne-Marie. Were you answering the nice and... You know, there's a commercial about that. You know, the nice is one thing. Kind is a totally different
thing. You know
what?
Yeah, one more thing. Oh, sorry, Anne-Marie. One more thing. Real quick. Because the nice guy thing just gets me so bad. You know there's nice girls out there. Mm-hmm. But they always want to date. I'm not being funny. They want to date Melissa?
Michelle.
Michelle's a beautiful woman that, for the most part, you expect to be on the arm of a certain type of individual, right? So the nice guy who may not be the most confident or the most whatever, he wants Michelle to come over and talk to him. When there's a nice girl, Alice, right next to him, that he's not talking to either.
Alice,
she's a nice girl.
I met Alice.
Why aren't you speaking to her? So we all have this thing in our minds, but it's like the nice guy is like almost mad at us. Like, why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you talking to her? She's a very nice girl. We all have to figure out who's our person.
Something in your mind about how that person looks. I mean, we can't, you know.
It's not about looks. I'm just saying that there's nice people.
Please, Anne-Marie.
Well, because nice, when I say nice, I'm not talking about just a nice, quiet, shy, nerd guy. This guy was he was very tall, dark, handsome, attractive guy. He was very supportive and helpful and really had literally
more than nice.
All the elements. He was more than just nice.
Right.
But nice guy was a great title, but he was more than just nice. But still, at the end of the day, I could not appreciate him at that time in my life,
right.
And so to me, the lesson learned there for him was, no, you continue to be that nice guy, mm-hmm. and you find that woman who is going to accept you and appreciate you and not take you for granted.
Right.
And
right.
I give that, and I say that to all the brothers who called in or the people that called in tonight. Find that woman who's going to appreciate you, accept you, and not take you for granted.
Right. Everybody should do
that. And you said something earlier, Anne-Marie, about like how you didn't have a dad in your life and you wonder how that actually plays into the fact that you can't even appreciate the nice guy. I caught myself having good daddy issues. So I was raised with my father, primary caregiver. And so I think men have integrity. I had to learn that people lie, men and women. I didn't learn that men lie growing up. I didn't learn that men don't share their emotions. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that men don't do household chores. Because my dad did them. So the idea of...
There's a very big part
of that. I wonder if a lot of women like this, I want more than the nice guy, so he has this edge and he'll flip me and da-da-da. Like, are we having all of that because that's what you saw him and how he treated your mother? That you're the mother, the boyfriend of your mother or the father that wasn't there, but that's the only time you actually understood how to communicate was when his voice was a little raised? Like,
I think that has a lot to do with it, particularly with, you know, women who are chronically single. I mean, because...
For sure.
When you say that, you didn't know the people didn't have integrity.
No.
Because you were raised by your father. Like, I hear my mother saying, just because you're hungry don't mean you got to eat garbage. And for years, I related that to men. Now, that is because I was raised by 7 generations of women.
Mm.
70 years. There was not a man born in my family.
No way.
So, and then, you know, and the only man, like, really in my family was my grandfather who died when I was 10.
Right.
So, my reality became that men leave, mm-hmm. but women stay. Women will support you and women will hold you down. Men will always leave. So, it's, you know.
To even have to unlearn that.
Exactly.
To even appreciate the brother who
Thank
does
you.
Come. That's the realness right here. Acknowledge that first.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I completely acknowledge
that.
Which is good.
No, that's good. I almost don't even know what he would look like if he showed up. I mean, what it's supposed to look like and be uh-huh. like and
but Jill,
feel like if
question.
He showed up.
What do you do now? You passed denial. You've identified. Now what? Do we stay in this place?
Well, now the question is attract. I can't answer that for her.
Now that
she has to be able to attract it.
But right. As a person who's identified, what may have been in the way, the ad is now that you know better, are you truly doing better for anyone? I ask the women that come to the show repeatedly every month, what did you learn last month? Are you applying what you've learned? Now that you've assessed that, I've had 70 years of no men in our family.
Right.
And I realize that now I've grown up thinking men leave. What now, Jill?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you have to know. My thing is, if you want love...
I know that I attract men on this show.
But it goes back to
my numbers are squarely men.
If you want
love, 20%
what
men.
Steps are you
Thank
taking
you.
To get it?
Thank you.
Yeah. So there is the desire to have a relationship and
mm-hmm.
companionship,
mm-hmm.
but right now the priority is her radio show.
That's not her priority. That's her safe space.
That's if it wasn't her priority.
That is her safe space.
If it wasn't her priority,
it's her safe space.
Then she would be working on it.
Space. Because this show can't hurt her. This show can't disappoint her. And she's in control of
this
show.
I agree with Fee. This is your safe space.
It is my safe space.
I'm going to say I love you.
It's your safe space. But I did want to say something going back to what you mentioned. And to the gentleman callers that called in. The thing with men and the girls that they choose. Okay, so you made the comparison about me and I guess who the other mm-hmm. girl was, and you were saying that the guy was waiting for the girl to come over. That's a huge part of why a lot of women, including myself, are single, because the kind of guy that I want, the alpha male that I want him to be secure and comfortable with approaching me.
Right.
And I get the millennial girls that will do it. That's cool, but that's not the type of guy that will do it for me. Like, I need masculine energy. I need to know that you got... I need to know I need to sit down
but
without you having to say something.
Can I come in?
And then I want... I'm just saying that's a huge part of it because I mean, I do try, but I do see a lot of guys are more passive. Another thing I want to say is just as women have the control with who they date, men have the control with who they date.
Yes.
And the guys mention how they do all these great things and the women are intimidated or they think they're soft, whatever the case may be. But when you were first dating her, that first date or conversation, something was there that lets you know that she probably needed you mm-hmm. in a certain way that you did not, that wasn't your thing.
Yeah.
Like, she was needy in some kind of way, and you ignored those signs. So just as women choose, I think men also have the responsibility of choosing. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian, you want to say?
Yeah, I want to say, I hear you, Michelle. I agree with you relatively, but I think a little bit of that is unfair. I think what happens with men is there's this expectation that the definition of being a man is that you are supposed to know how to work better with rejection. Right?
Yes.
So we're supposed to know how to work better with rejection. Be a man, get in there, and if she turns you down, then you go ahead and you continue being a man and go on to the next one. But look at the interesting loop that it creates. It teaches a man how to go from woman to woman. Mm. It teaches a man how to have to now play a certain type of game to attract the woman that he wants. So in a sense, you're teaching him how to be manipulative.
Mm.
And then when you finally get to that woman who says yes, what you've ultimately done, now you want him to be faithful to just you after he's now have to run a lap around that track so many times, and he's now learned how to be manipulative and play the game, but yet you don't want him to be a game player.
That's all right. He can rest right here.
But my point, though, is so when we say that, well, a man, you want a man to be an alpha man and to step up and to be able to do this, that's fine. But when he talked to the last three women or the last four women and he did that and he got rejected, it was not a nice feeling. See, we want to place the definition of manhood to be it's okay to be rejected and bounce back. But we don't do that for women. No. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
It doesn't. And the same way that man, and that's what I'm saying. So we're no less human than the woman when it comes to rejection.
That's very, very true.
Adrian.
I want to comment on that because I think that.
Anne-Marie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that, I'm a woman that will approach a guy. Now, not inappropriately. I'll find something to comment about. Hey, I like your smile, your eyes, whatever. But if I see someone that I like, I may not just sit around and wait for him to come and approach me. I'm going to go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think there's a lot of women that who won't approach somebody because they feel like, oh, I got to wait on him to come over here and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Well, he may not ever come over and talk to you.
Now what?
Because he may not even know you feeling him like that. Or because he's gotten rejected so many times that he's like, I'm not going to go over there and talk to her.
So
she's probably going to reject
into
me.
Position. Like you're almost getting into position of just to show the attraction. Like, I am attracted. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. So that's the smile.
Eye contact.
You
flirt a little bit.
Yeah.
No, and I'm so with you on that. I'm just not that girl. And to go with what you were saying, I'm not saying that I'm trying to set you up for to deal with rejection. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm just saying is that initial, if I'm like looking at you, if I'm flirting in different ways. Now, and this may be a little reach, but I'm just saying, if a man could deal with rejection in the business world, he could deal with a little rejection in the dating world. I'm sorry. Y'all, we all deal with it, and it's nothing to do with sex.
Well, okay,
right, but we make it a gender
relationship. But you know what? I will say, who was that?
That was
Jen.
Sex rejection is a whole nother play in serial dating, for sure. That will definitely hurt a man's ego with that. Women's ego too. A guy will still take his and go. Women will be like, we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Women will take it and still keep coming back till they find another person to replace that bad sexual experience until they find one that they actually want.
Right.
But that rejection is just as hurtful to the self-esteem, which is in part why some people just either choose not to date or they continue to be serial daters in bad relationships. Or bad dating experience because they have created that as the new normal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a very good one.
Unsafe space.
Right.
And let me see. Hi. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello? Did I miss? Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, you know, and there's a lot to be said for what Adrian said. We're going to take a break and come back on the other side and talk about some of the regrets that we have in relationships in our past and some of the great love stories of your life. We'll be back on the other side. I am. What? Chill, Tracy. This is Hot Talk.
Not a one.
No. Let me be patient, let me be kind.
make me unselfish without being blind. Though I may suffer, I'll envy is not and endure what comes, 'cause he's all that I gotta tell him. Tell him I need him. Tell him I love him. It'll be alright.
Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
If you iHeart Hot 105, you can listen to us on the iHeart Radio app anytime. Anywhere. Take South Florida's number one radio station, Hot 105, with you at work, to the beach, or even when you're out of town on vacation with the iHeart Radio app. Take all your favorite Hot 105 personalities, music, and connections to South Florida anywhere with the iHeart Radio app. Download it now on Google Play or the iTunes App Store. Search iHeart Radio or log on to Hot105FM.com for more. iHeart Radio app. Download it now.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Come join us in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows it's on 105.1.
Have you seen this elderly man? I don't know how many years straight he's been, but he's been here every year. And he brings his children.
Yes.
And his children were looking for him last night at 2 o'clock in the morning in the hip-hop room. You seen my daddy. See my daddy.
Tom, you seen my daddy.
See my daddy.
And that's not something you usually hear from a senior citizen.
Oh, oh, oh.
And we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105, today's R&B and old school.
Back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. You can join the conversation. Tonight, Chronicles of a Serial Dater is the book by Anne Marie Sarel that kind of sparked our conversation tonight with serial daters and non-daters and some happy daters. And so, now we have not talked to our guys in we've completely dominated the conversation.
That's what we do.
For our guys from the element.
That's the problem.
But in this, right, exactly. In the studio tonight, Adrian Carter is here along with Michelle Madison, Ingrid B., Anne Marie Sarella, Dr. Tasha, your drive-by therapist, I want to call you Dr. Jen, our sex therapist in residence here at Hot Talk, and your girl Fee from Heath's Drop, along with the elements. Earth, wind, fire, and
get it together.
We didn't mean to leave you all out of the conversation. All of the guys from Element, you're all under 30. So what would you say is your biggest challenge? You've heard the conversation tonight. What is your biggest challenge in dating?
What I would say, I'm Barry Bass of Elements. What I would say as far as my biggest challenge is, right now, it's a bit of commitment.
On your part?
Yes, because of my last relationship, I was cheating on. So it's almost like I'm not trying to bring that over into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just, like, back up just a bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking to, you know, a woman right now.
Right.
And I don't want to hurt her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fall into that statistic of when, bitches create dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I think that would be my challenge.
Yeah.
As far as dating.
Anybody? Hubert?
How you doing, Big Hugh? Challenges with dating is hard to find a woman to understand the lifestyle that I'm living right now. As the band is Elements, you know, we're African American males who are trying to pursue something that's not common. When mm-hmm. people think about musicians and artists, they'd be like, oh, that's nice. They love the idea of a musician or an artist. They love the idea of an entrepreneur. They love the idea of someone who has goals, but they don't understand what it takes for them to do that. So once that mold doesn't fit their perspective of what a man should be in their life, then they fight. Mm-hmm. And I say that to say that most artists and musicians, without their business being in order, they cannot provide the security that most women desire. Mm-hmm. But until you have your business in order and you're pursuing that your dream or your goal, you need to have a woman who's understanding what that requires.
Right. So, yeah, all of us are, anybody in a creative endeavor is a starving artist. That's what that means. It's true. And I think that goes both ways. That goes both ways for men and women in terms of, you know, people really not appreciating that the art.
I lost my relationship over Heavesdrop.
Right. See, there you go. There you go.
He thought I loved it more than him.
Than him, yeah.
This is Aaron Payne. I would say, as far as relationships go, it's all in what you're willing to deal with. You know what you want and you know what you desire. So you know what you bring to the table. So you got to know what you can deal with from the other person. Mm-hmm. You got to take the bad with the good. It takes two sides of the battery for the battery to work. You need a positive and a negative. So it's all in what you're willing to deal with. If you're willing to deal with their issues, then you're going to keep it moving. So it's all in what you're willing to deal with.
Right. It's my other two elements. Wind and fire.
Well, I go by DJ Young Cell, I'm DJ of the group. As one of the members who's in a committed relationship, I've been dating my girlfriend for 2 years. We met at school. So for me, I introduce her straight up. I'm a DJ. I do music. So I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be at shows with females left and right. And she's like, okay, I get that. It was a growing process, though. You know, so at the end of the day, it's always going to be a growing process. Like anything we do in our careers is a growing process.
Yeah.
So, you know, with me and her, we always talk. We always communicate, like, hey, I'm going to be out late. Like today, I was like, you know, I'm going to be at the station late. I'm going to be down here late. You know, don't wait up. Or if you can wait up, can. If you don't, you know, I understand.
Don't be mad when I get home.
You feel me? Don't be mad
when
I get home.
Don't be mad.
You know, so it's like you said, it's a give and take. It's what you're willing to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So for me and her, we always communicate on that level. You know?
Yeah. And last but not least.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jaquan Hunter. I'm the bass player for Elements. For me, as for dating, I'm coming from a different perspective. I was the dog, you know, I was the one, you know, doing women, you know, bad or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. I apologize, ladies. I apologize.
Like every eye in the room just
define,
went to
so for me. Define so, doing women bad.
Say that again.
Define doing women bad.
Breaking hearts, you know.
How? By seeing different women?
Seeing different
Were
women.
Were you in a committed relationship with any of them?
No.
Okay, then that's not being
you
a dog.
Get in trouble now,
if you are single, you are allowed
to
see
not.
Different women. Like, I don't understand
I'm,
that.
I'm just, you know.
I'm gonna say not all women really understand a committed relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's like they want you to lay down with them and really think that you're just smashing them. You understand? Like I just tell my homegirl the other day, don't you think that guy's just only smashing you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you'll be dumb when you find out he isn't. And now you're hurt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Don't put your heart on the line so quickly.
It's amazing how men give advice they don't want us to take.
Thank you.
Okay.
Men give advice that they don't want the woman they're dating to take. Because they'll tell you, don't treat me like the other guy. If I tell you something, believe what's coming out of my mouth until I show you something different. But then they'll tell their homegirl, don't believe what's coming out of his mouth. He's lying to you.
See, I'm more.
So they never.
Y'all didn't let him finish.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm more of a shower. I don't like. I don't speak a lot. I'd rather show you than tell you what I can do.
So let me ask you, Jaquan. So when you said you were a dog, you were just dating several different women and telling each one they were the one. I mean, that would be doggish.
Yeah.
Okay.
So see, you lied to me already.
Well, no.
I'm actually doing right now. But the thing is, it's kind of hard because, you know, women look at me as, you know, I'm just this handsome guy and I'm doing all this, I'm doing all that. You know, when I ask me truly, you know, I need a woman to teach me how to love. How can I love you? How can I be that
I'm
guy?
I'm a
college
child,
sweetie.
23.
You're 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Date as many of them as you want to and enjoy it.
I'm not trying to do all that. I only got enough room for one of them.
As you want to. If that is
okay,
one or two.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, okay, okay.
Time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I'm going to the phones right quick. Tonto. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
This is Brother Albert.
Hello, Brother Albert. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm fine, yourself. I guess I'm. Well, whenever I get, whenever I'm.
Brother Albert.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Am I on already? I'm nervous already. You know, when you got all those beautiful, intelligent sisters.
In one room.
On that radio like that, you're afraid because we all come from them and they got a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to, I want to ask a question for them to do me in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And themselves a great favor, and that is to get a good history book and find out what all we went through that we shouldn't have, to get the Bible and get the Quran, the books they say come from God, and read those books and look at those history books and see what we were and what we are now. Mm. Because we're going on what we are now instead of what we should be and what we used to be. And what God created us to be.
Hmm.
So I want to ask them to get those books and go through those books. So they are intelligent. And find out some of the solutions to our problems. Let's say, for instance, we got 73 to 75% of our women with children and no father. That's a curse. Ain't nothing good about that.
Nothing at all. Hold on, Brother Al. Hold on, baby. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Yes, Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Yes, hi.
What's happening, Regina?
Well, Regina, I have a concern because I hear a lot of guys talking and nothing for the women.
You just tuned in?
Yes, I'm just tuning in. Well, I was tuning in a little bit early when I heard you all speaking about the guy who said that he seems to be the good man that nobody wants.
Okay, yeah.
But what I find is that a lot of the good men that I try to get interested in are in that time point where they're trying to get themselves together, so they're not really looking. And I tried the whole dating broke, dating the guys with no jobs, dating the guys with no car, staying with their mama. And it's like, what else is out there when the man that you're interested in says he's not ready because he's looking to get his life together and his, you know, it's like, but it's not fair. And then you also got the women who keep getting friend zoned. I have been told by so many guy friends, I'm the perfect woman. I got a good woman syndrome. But then I keep getting friend zoned.
Right.
And it's like, where do you go from that point? It's like you start getting, you know, hopeless. And I'm a hopeless romantic, to be honest. At the end of the day, I love back love. I love it. Mm. I love when my girls get love. I love with my guy friends, and they have everybody, so I'm never going to stop being hopeful.
Right.
And I actually went, and a girlfriend of mine passed me the book, Where's My Boaz? Where's My Boaz? Or God, Where's My Boaz?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, and I started reading it, and I thought about it. And it was a good book, good read, and it's like, you know, what do? The good women on the side where it's like, we you know, they say you're not supposed to go out there and look for a man, but then if you sit at home, you got what you're waiting on, FedEx, the postman to be the man for you,
right.
And that's not it.
Remember so that Robin Harris joke, and you looking for a job, he's been job to come knock on your door. Same thing. It's like, not you sure. know, maybe it'll be the, right, maybe it'll be the UPS or the FedEx man, or,
garbage man got good
you know, the garbage man, or cable guy. You know, it's one of those.
I mean, I'd be curious to see what kind of man she's trying to be.
And went and shopped at Walmart late at night.
Yeah.
I've been to Home Depot, and I have been to Lowe's and overalls, looking like I'm going to go build my own house just for somebody to say, hey, how you doing?
But that sounds like you were being quite thirsty at Home Depot.
Ouch. Hold on. Dr. Chaucer said you're thirsty. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. No, she's on hold. I'm going back to her. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. I'm just trying to get everybody in because the phones are blowing up and we are running out of time. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Steve.
Steve? And what would you like to share with us tonight, Steve?
Well, I had a really crazy story and I was like traveling on my business and stuff. And I met this girl in a bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a couple of drinks. She was also a businesswoman. But the thing was, which was really creeped me out, but I didn't really mind it. We went to her place, and she told me she was a witch. You know, I didn't really mind it, but she was a witch.
She's a witch, and you didn't really mind it?
Wiccan is a good
witch. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, she was really cute. So,
she was a
mind.
Cute witch.
Mm-hmm. Did she put a spell on you?
Maybe. That's a thing. That's a thing. Like,
what's changed since you were with her? Yes.
Like, when I woke up, my finger was cut.
I cannot.
Like, a little bit, you know? A little bit.
Oh, like she had drawn a little blood.
Possibly.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold, baby. Jill. And I have a doctor who'll speak to you.
I have a little bit of advice for Friend Zone Girl. Is she still on hold?
Friend Zone Girl is on hold. Let me go back to Friend Zone. Friend Zone, is that you?
Friend Zone's still there?
Okay, Friend Zone is back. Okay,
Friend Zone, let me tell you a bit of advice. You stop choosing and look at the guys that are trying to choose you that you're not talking to. Talk to them. I'm telling you, because the ones that are putting you in the friend zone, I can already tell what type of guys they are without looking at them or you. But there are guys that are trying to talk to you that you're not talking to. Turn around and talk to them. You'll be all right.
And I would actually, in addition to what you just said, Fee, I wanted to ask, when you actually are dating a guy and then he actually tells you, I'm not looking for a relationship, why do you continue to date them? Do you think that you can change?
I don't. And to be honest, and people find this quite outrageous, but I've only ever been with, like, one guy. Like, my kid's dad, that was it. 8 years, majority of all of my college. They're 10 now, and I left him because he was that serial dater as far as he had woman after woman after woman. And I stayed being naive because I was young. And when I finally left, and I've spent about 7 years being single now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I tried dating the broke and I stopped. And it's gotten to a point where it's like, I don't even think I know how to read signals. And I hear you when you say, look to the guys who are talking to me. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I don't even know if anybody's there. Because I won't per se say I'm looking for somebody. When we do go out on ladies night, I'm not trying to find anybody. And I continue to be hopeful that, you know, that somebody is for me and that I will find it, because my son asked me, he's like, Mommy, when are you going to get married?
Oh, we got to help her.
You know, and I see,
okay, so then my question is, would you date you? This is Dr. Tasha. Would you date you?
It's funny you said that. I wrote down the sticky note and put that on my mirror today. Uh-huh. Would I date me? Because that was the topic in church
so
today.
So what is your answer?
Mm-hmm. Would I date me? Mm-hmm. Yes, I would.
And why?
I would date me because I feel at this point that I complete me as far as I feel I'm a woman who will do what I need to do to take care of my family. I will support my family. I will support my man in the way that he needs to be supported. I'm not talking about pay every single one of your bills, but I'm talking about uplift you. When you come in from a bad day at work, we can talk about it. We can discuss it. We can find ways to work it out. If he loses his job, I'm not going to sit there and tell you worthless. And I'm not going to do any of that. We're going to find ways to make it work. Mm. I come from a two-parent household. And my mom never put my dad down, and my dad never did the same. And the things they did show me that love is possible, and we're a blended family on top of that. And we've been a blended family for all of my 33 years.
I just want to say one thing to piggyback on your doctor. I know that you said you were with your son's father for a long time. Did you give yourself some time to be single and know yourself prior to wanting to get back out there? Because it sounds like you're an awesome person. Sound like me, but you have to love. No, I'm saying, like, right, you know, like, we want that, like, you know you're good, but sometimes you're just not ready for dating. Like, you're so focused on dating, but you really didn't take the time out to find you. You've been a mother, you've been somebody's companion. Like, that takes a lot. As women, we tend to be caregivers, and we give so much, and we don't realize how that we don't even give ourselves. Be selfish. So what the doctor was just saying to you, would you date yourself? You may be good to date, but maybe not right now. So I just say, give yourself some time. Look, take an evaluation. Did I give myself some time to get to know myself? I'm 32.
That's interesting.
I would also add that you dating and learning about the guys that are unavailable and friend zoning you is not necessarily a bad thing. You date, you keep the faith. What happens is you find out why people are unavailable, and then you decide if that's the situation you even want to deal with. But you learn from, if you take a lesson from every situation, look at it as a way to learn about yourself
and to learn about, you know, the whole dating process. It's a process of elimination at the end of the day. So give yourself time to also not be eliminated, but also figure out why you eliminate other people too. If you know what you like, you know what you don't like. If you've been with somebody that long, you're probably now just learning your likes and dislikes of other people. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And don't put too much pressure on trying to find love. Don't let the circumstances around you make you move fast or make a bad decision. Look for an experience. Look for somebody who's not going to waste your time. Look
Enjoy
for somebody that flatters your brain. Look for somebody that creates, you know, a good space of time. And not so much look for a boyfriend. And while you're looking and having those experiences, look at God. You might just meet that man along the way. Mm-hmm. So don't put so much pressure on yourself so that when you walk in, you think, this is my first date, this could be my next husband, this could be just a good dinner.
And
well,
go
you
to
know,
eavesdrop.
Yeah,
right.
Or the ultimate relating event Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. That might, right. That might be part of it. But I think
that your girl fee.
I think a lot of women, you know, are in that same space. It's like, you know, she wants to be in a relationship. I remember last year, Ingrid, and we were going to do this show called I Need a Man. And not, you know, need, like,
right,
oh my God, I can't do this, but that's, you know, that we were talking about, that having someone that is that safe place to fall, that some, you know, somebody that says, I got your back, mm-hmm. I'm here for you. And there were so many women opposed to that title, that idea of saying I need a man,
because
it's like
we've
they
been
just
told
don't
it's a bad thing,
say it.
But
yeah,
like I say, any woman who thinks they don't need a man has yet to meet one. Once you run across one, I don't see how you think you can live life without one.
I don't know.
I think something to keep in mind is get a little bit of male energy back.
Come on. Yeah, come on. Right. Right. We got seconds left.
With seconds left, is that the experience of women are absolutely zero different from the experience of men.
True.
And I think we need to remember that. Men
No.
Men experience the same levels of emotions, mm-hmm. the same desires. They want a woman. They
want
somebody.
No, women have superpowers, okay? We bring life into the world. We are different.
Yeah.
We are different.
No, but you're different biologically. Yeah, biologically.
Life,
but what I'm saying though
so
is
we are different.
You are different biologically, but emotionally, the human being is the human being.
I agree with you.
We have to understand that. We have to learn to humanize man. That's my big issue. We do not humanize man.
I believe that we human. I don't think that we don't humanize men. I think that, you know, that whole, I don't want to use that Mars and Venus, but there are things about us that are completely opposite. But that's necessary. That's why two men and two women can't have children. There's a necessity of us being different. And there's we need to celebrate that.
Yeah.
A man is bringing to me something that I don't have, and I'm giving him something he doesn't have. Otherwise, we could just hang out with our girls, you hang out with your boys, and that would be it for the rest of our lives.
No, I agree.
Not so much.
No, I agree, but I think that what we're missing is that our expression of our needs are different.
Yeah.
Like what we need are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
The way you express it is
right.
different.
The way we express it as women versus men are different. But the idea of love, the idea of companionship, the idea of completeness is the exact same need.
Absolutely.
And we try to split hairs with that too much. Maybe we're erring on the part of what the needs look like, but
right.
if we can humanize one another and be like, hey, that girl, that man or that woman or whatnot, they need the exact same thing because the human being is the human being.
Well, there
push
was
through, Adrian.
Yeah,
all right, so we're going to cue in LL Cool J, I Need Love right now.
catch Adrian and he's dropped.
Get to the regrets. Are we still having the regrets
we
conversation?
We do have two. We have.
No, let's just talk about love. We can call each other tonight and talk about regrets.
Right.
Yeah, we talk every day about the regrets,
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess my biggest regret is, you know, taking a page out of Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
I burn all his stuff up in the middle of the floor in my
Lord,
house.
Have mercy.
In your house?
In
so you messed up your house?
I messed up
house.
My wood floor.
Right.
What
I regret
so
is you telling that to us on air. Let's just never tell
that. That was 20 years ago. I'm grown now. I'm a grown woman now. That was 20 years ago. But we said regrets. But the one thing that the one thing that I do hope for all of us is that we do kind of find that place again. And a lot of it is in the music. I think the next show we should kind of talk about the relationship between what we're listening to and who we're showing up in the world as.
Right.
Because if you look at back at this, you know, the 70s and the 80s and even like the early 90s, you know, there was just so much love in the air and in the space, you know, that's just not there now. And that takes me back to, you know, talking about the Rolling Loud concert. If you listen
so
to the music
to
vision
coming, playlists.
There you go.
Okay.
Only N.D.I.R.E. and Stevie Wonder.
Okay, well,
I have these playlists that are just it's called Love.
Is it? No,
when
it's
I'm
all
angry MJG? At him. I'm like, let me just play
well, you
Love.
You know what?
Who I'm going to listen to tonight because I need to bring it back.
Who has good playlists on Tidal? Beyonce has an amazing playlist right now on Tidal. But yeah, I think, you know, there's when we talk about community and, you know, why we're having such a hard time bringing ours together, you know, I think it starts there with, you know, these relationships.
You know what, Jill, the difference between us and animals is our ability to
accessorize.
Our ability to think. And sometimes we think too much. At the end of the day,
I see you
protest.
Across the room.
Too much.
I like
we
you.
Think it's too much.
Yes.
Either we're going to vibe or we're not.
Okay, and we're about to vibe right up on out of here with Miss Jill Scott. I want to thank all of my guests. Now, this is part one. There will be part two because we can go 2 more hours in here. Pick up the book, Chronicles of a Serial Dater. Where can you get it?
ChroniclesofASerialDater.com and follow us on social media at Chronicles of a Serial Dater.
Okay, so we're out. I was going to let everybody give your socials. I'll put it on HotTalkWithJillTracy.com and share it with you all. Gotta go, love you, mean it. Next Sunday is Easter, and I will be celebrating with part two of My Life as a Stripper, Career Strippers. In the building on Hot Talk.
On Easter. Okay.
On Easter. Listen, there was a stripper. It was a stripper in the Bible that got John the Baptist killed, okay? So we're starting there. Gotta go. Love you, mean it. Bye-bye.
I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed. Woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm over. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
The LSJ Foundation presents the ultimate Mother's Day celebration. Starring The Shy Lights. Saturday, May 13th, The Shy Lights. Also featuring The Manhattan at the Miramar Amphitheater. The Manhattan. featuring the main ingredient. The Ultimate Mother's Day Celebration. Starring the main ingredient. Saturday, May 13th at the Miramar Amphitheater, Miramar Regional Park. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or by phone 800-745-3000. Don't miss the Ultimate Mother's Day Celebration. Starring the Shy Lights, the Manhattan, the main ingredient. Saturday, May 13th, Miramar Amphitheater, Miramar Regional Park, 16801 Miramar Parkway, Miramar.
Send money to family and friends in Jamaica for as little as $1.99 this tax season with JN Money Transfer. From March 6th to April 30, send and enter for a chance to win 2 return tickets to the Caribbean. Imagine lying on the beach or sightseeing with someone you love. Start sending now. Visit our branch or Facebook page for details. JN International Money Transfer. Fast, affordable, convenient. Conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Mail-in entries accepted. Must be 18 years or older to enter. Licensed as a money transmitter in the states of Florida and Georgia. Only entries from these states are eligible.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Johnny Gill, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables. That's right, Miami's Hot 105.
A Hux Media Group station.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
Today, you have more ways to access world-class care right here in South Florida than ever before. Simply click in to Cleveland Clinic Florida wherever you are for an Express Care online visit, any hour of the day or night. Walk in to our Express Care clinics or our 24/7 emergency department, or call in today. Cleveland Clinic Florida is here to care for you anytime, anywhere. Find your way to the best care at clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
At Tobacco Free Florida, we're here to help you quit your way with free services like Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
50 minutes of today's R&B and old school, right here on Hot 105. Hot 105.
You brought hope back inside.
Joy, my happiness, I do rejoice in the love you give unselfishly.